This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Sweden has become the 10th country to legally recognize non-consensual sex as rape. The FBI has admitted that it has exaggerated the number of locked phones it has touted over the years in congressional testimony at 7,000. The real number seems to be between 1 and 2,000. Prominent Southern Baptist leader was ousted by the conference after advising abused women to be submissive. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency is encouraging banks to relax lending standards in order to allow them to make loans of $300 to $3,000 to consumers to compete with payday lenders. Civil rights groups slammed Education Secretary Betty DeVos for saying that schools can decide whether to report undocumented students to immigration enforcement officials, saying her statement conflicts with the law and could raise fears among immigrant students. Supreme Court has ruled that there is an obligation to educate all children, regardless of status, in public schools. UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution for the first time that recognizes the link between conflict and hunger and condemns the use of starvation as a method of warfare. Harvey Weinstein surrendered to New York City police on rape and similar charges based on their investigation and grand jury action. An average hurricane season produces 12 named storms. Six of those typically become hurricanes. In 2017, there were 17 named storms, 10 of which became hurricanes. In tech news, Amazon's Alexa recorded a personal conversation from one couple and sent it to their contact list. And in the Uber auto driving casualty in Arizona, the emergency braking system had been disabled. The car saw the passenger but didn't stop. Many Democratic senators cited Barney Frank's, former congressman's, statements about the recent relaxation of the rules as one of the co-authors of the Dodd-Frank legislation in explaining their vote. Most did not realize that Frank is a board member now of Signature Bank, which stood to gain from the legislation. The European data protection rules have come into effect, warning of significant fines and penalties for noncompliance. Some news sites in the U.S. suspended activity in Europe while seeking to comply. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.